Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, and verses 12 and 13, right? It talks about a still small voice that Elijah heard. And the story behind it is this. When Jezebel threatened Elijah's life, he fled to a cave. And that's when God said to him, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice, and Elijah heard it. Hallelujah. Wow. What a picture, and what a story to tell of a calamitous situation which is full of noise, full of shaking, rattling of the earth, thunderings, right, fires. But yet God was not in all of that. But through it all, after the fire, the Bible says, a still small voice, and Elijah heard it. Wow. My dear brothers and sisters, God can speak to you anywhere, anytime, through anybody, and in any situation. Never try to limit God with your thinking, right? God can speak to you through, you know, earthquakes or through fires, and that's amazing. But he was not in there. There was a small still voice that Elijah heard. Right? So, always remember, he will often share, God will often share his greatest insights when you are alone with him. In order to hear God's still small voice, two important things must happen. And number one is, you must have silence and solitude. This calls for shutting out everything else and focusing on God. Not everyone will understand or appreciate what you are doing, but you must if you are to hear from Him, right? So it's very important. Secondly, you must get close to Him, have an intimate relationship with Him, right? The average person now gets 50 to 100 texts and emails every day. Think about that. As long as you are willing to take the time to stop and listen to others, but not to God, your problems will not be solved and your situation will not change, right? Remember that. So you must be intimate and allow God to change your circumstances and your life altogether. I write the songwriter Everett Sugg, and he beautifully wrote this song, "Shut in with God in a secret place, there in the spirit, beholding his face, gaining more power to run in this race. Oh, I long to be shut in with God." Amen. Hallelujah. Shut in with your God. Have a secret closet. Get to know him intimately, personally, and I promise you, he will never leave you, never forsake you, because he loves you and cares about you. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. Lord, at the same time, we are so grateful to you for these stories of Elijah and Elisha and Abraham and David. Lord, your patriarchs who heard your voice. And Lord, here we find that Elijah is hearing your voice through all the turmoil that was around him, there was a small, still voice that came to him. And Elijah was so sensitive to hear and understand the voice of God. I pray, Lord, give us that kind of sensitivity in our spirit that we'll be able to hear the voice of God in spite of all the turmoil that is all around. In the name of Jesus, give us that grace. Give me the grace. Give everyone who hears this devotion the grace in Jesus' name to hear the small, still voice of God in the busy schedules. That's what I ask of you. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, you will bless them, keep them from the enemy, flourish and prosper them, O Lord, because they are your inheritance. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Lord. I speak healing into their bodies. I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again no more. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.